Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm Deborah, but some of my grandkids call me Nana Deb, so you can too. Hopefully you are all ready for bed. Snuggle up and let's read some stories before sleep. Good night, sleep tight. 11 and a half Good Night Stories with Fox and Rabbit by Christina Andres, translated by Sally Ann Spencer. First Story. The picture at the beginning of this story is a watercolor. At the bottom, we see light green grass and some rolling little hills and a couple or five, actually, little trees in the background. A sliver moon is up in the sky. Across the field, there's walking a rabbit. This rabbit is sort of a goldish-brown color with a little bit of white on its face and pink cheeks. And on the other side of the page, there's a picture of a fox that's sitting at a table with a bowl in front of it and a spoon, and spaghetti is in the bowl. The fox is almost the same color as the rabbit, but its ears are dark black. And there's black also around its face. It has a long, pointy nose and red spots on its cheeks. Fox and Rabbit lived quite far away in a bright little house beyond the molehills. One night, Rabbit came racing home across the fields and up to the door, which Fox had locked because it was almost midnight. Inside, Fox was lying awake with a hollow feeling in his belly. He had been up 3 times already for something to eat, a bowl of pasta with sauce, another bowl of pasta with sauce, then a bowl of pasta without sauce, because the sauce was all gone. But the hollow feeling was still there. When Rabbit knocked, Fox opened straight away. Rabbit was too out of puff to say a thing, so Fox went first.
"Rabbit, I can't sleep. There's a hole in my belly, as if something's missing."
"I haven't said goodnight to you yet," panted Rabbit.
"That must be it," said Fox.
"Good night, Fox," Rabbit puffed.
"Good night, Rabbit."
Fox sighed happily, slammed the door, sank back into bed, and fell fast asleep.
"Fox, you forgot to let me in," Rabbit called through the door, but he didn't want to wake his friend.
So he curled up on the doorstep and went to sleep. When Fox got up the next morning, he couldn't open the door.
"Huh, it's Rabbit. He must have forgotten to come inside, and now he's asleep on the doorstep."
Fox didn't want to wake his friend, but he needed to buy some things for breakfast. He didn't think of going through the window. He climbed up the chimney instead. Black from the tip of his snout to the tuft of his tail, he set off for the village. The picture shows the house they live in. It's a little beige square-looking house with a pale blue door and pale blue shutters on the windows. It has a bright red roof. And the chimney in this picture shows the fox coming out of it. And he's as dark as can be. He doesn't look like his regular coloring. Around the house are green bushes and one big tree in the backyard. The baker mistook him for the wolf in the leather jacket and quickly gave him a cake before the wolf would threaten him. The butcher pressed a string of sausages into his paws, and the grocer threw a cabbage at his head. Fox was starting to have a funny feeling, so he ran straight home. He had all he could carry anyway. Now we can see the little village, and the houses and the stores in this village are all cute kind of square shapes, but some of them are kind of squished up so one side is higher than the other. They had red roofs and pale orange roofs and even a pink roof. And you can see the people, which are in this story, not people, they are animals, like a pig and a horse and other animals that are out in their front yard. And beside them on the road is a truck. And in the truck, we see some dogs, just like when people go shopping and they leave their dogs in the back of the truck or the van. Back at the house, Rabbit had woken and come up with the idea of climbing in through the chimney.
Inside, he slipped into Fox's bed, which was still warm. When Fox came in, there was no sign of Rabbit, but a black smudge was lying in his bed.
No wonder they were giving me strange looks. I left my shadow at home.
He didn't want to wake his shadow, so he set the table very quietly. Rabbit woke up to the smell of cake, or was it cabbage? He got up and took his usual place at the table.
Yikes!
Yelped Fox when he turned and saw his shadow waiting quietly at the table.
Yikes!
Squeaked Rabbit when he saw the wolf in the leather jacket. Then they gathered their wits.
Fox,
said Rabbit.
I thought you were my shadow, said Fox. You're pitch black, and everyone in the village was giving me strange looks.
I expect they mistook you for the wolf in the leather jacket. You're pitch black as well.
They racked their brains but couldn't think why they looked so different. In the end, it was Rabbit who worked it out.
It's night dust. It must have stuck to us because we went to sleep so late.
We'd better go back to bed and sleep it off then, said Fox. And you can see the two of them in this picture. The rabbit is sitting at the table. Fox is standing next to the table looking very surprised. And the sausages that somebody threw at him are hanging off the table. There's also a cabbage on the floor. And their eyes are very surprised. Worn out from all the sausages, cake, and cabbages, they curled up under the covers just before lunchtime and slept until the next day. In the morning, they were still pitch black. Luckily, Elephant came to visit and took them for a swim in the lake, and afterwards they looked just like Fox and Rabbit again. The last picture for this story shows the two of them leaning up against one of the poles that holds the clothesline. And the elephant is hanging the sheets up on the clothesline with some clothespins. And in the tree above them is a little dragonfly. He's also washing their socks.
Second story.
A very good night to you, dear Fox, Rabbit said solemnly.
Dear Rabbit, a very good night to you too, replied Fox.
To me too, said Rabbit. Who besides you wishes me good night?
I do, sang the moon. Good night to you, Rabbit, and good night to Fox as well.
Good night, sighed the rose outside the window.
Good night, the pear trees whispered.
Good night, good night, good night,
piped the fleas on Fox's tail.
Good night, the stars chimed.
Good night,
the raspberries murmured.
Fox,
Rabbit's eyes were wide.
I think it's time we went to bed.
This story has lots of stars on the page. They're all gold-colored, and also a moon. And then a tiny little bit of Fox's tail is on one side of the picture, and in it we see the little fleas saying good night.
Third story. One night there was a storm. Fox and Rabbit said good night and snuggled down under the warm covers. The wind rattled at the windows.
Do you think it wants to come in? Asked Fox.
Maybe it wants to say good night, said Rabbit. Does anyone ever wish the wind good night?
Fox slid out of bed and opened the window.
Good night, wind, he called.
At that, the wind rushed into the house, swept the apples off the table, hurled the kettle from the stove, blew open the wardrobe, and tossed out some socks. It flung the covers from the bed, scattered ash around the room, roared back outside, and shook the branches of the pear tree. Then it was still.
How about that?
Fox whispered happily in the dark.
The picture for this story shows the window that's open, and there are lines drawn out from it to show that the wind is blowing in. The fox is standing on his back legs, holding onto the windowsill, with his eyes closed, and he's sort of smiling. And all around him are leaves and little socks flying in through the window. Maybe the socks were on the clothesline.
Fourth story. This story has different colors in it. The pages are a dark green that has a lot of gray and black through it.
And then there are white dots all over it that are snow flying. Down in the corner is a picture of the fox and rabbit house. But now it's covered with snow. The roof isn't red in this picture. It's white. And all around the house on the bushes and hedges and the little trees, there's snow piled up. Outside of the house, at one corner of the hedge, is a snowman made with three snowballs and a hat on top of it. In winter, when the wind whistled cold and relentless around the house, Fox and Rabbit went to bed early. One evening, Fox wanted to wish Rabbit an extra special good night.
"Listen, Rabbit, this is going to be amazing." Then he began. "Dear Rabbit, I wish you a good night with sweet dreams of juicy carrots growing in a field and a nice plump pear gleaming in the sun that smells so good that butterflies come fluttering, and a sponge cake and liver sausage with a lovely big lumps of fat but no onions, and honey roasted goose with freshly laid quail eggs and chicken soup on the stove and crispy little tartlets with ham and a huge steak with fried eggs on top and worm salad with mayonnaise and thick fish patties and goulash with a dash of cream." Fox fell asleep with a blissful sigh. Rabbit stared at the wall, his eyes wide open. So it shows Fox in the bed first, with his blue and white checked sheets and his blue and white checked pillow, and he has all these different happy-looking expressions on his face, and he pulls the covers up to himself, and he falls asleep. But Rabbit, who shares the bed, is looking off out to the wall, wide awake.
"Three rows of lettuce, first thing, lush green grass, and buttercups that turn your teeth yellow," he whispered. "Wild clover humming with bees, chive toast with yarrow flower and fleawort, and carrot cake, and wobbly apple jelly, and beech tree bark, and an afternoon with elephant dozing beside the lake."
And then, at last, Rabbit fell asleep. And we see both of them now sound asleep in bed. And all around the bed are pictures of the things that they were wishing for each other. A steak with eggs on it, and flowers, and a bowl of soup, and a hot potato, and all kinds of yummy things like a pear. Fifth story. One night in summer, Fox and Rabbit went down to the lake with Kangaroo. They caught three fat fish. Then Kangaroo filled her pouch with water. They dropped the fish inside, where they darted to and fro and made Kangaroo laugh.
"That tickles!"
Most of the water had already sloshed out.
"How are we going to get the fish home?" said Fox. "They are too restless. They need to go to sleep."
"I'll say good night so they know what to do," said Rabbit.
He peered into Kangaroo's pouch and said in a solemn voice,
"Good night."
Then,
"Sleep tight."
Kangaroo couldn't stop laughing. Fox had a go.
"Good night."
The fish didn't look very tired.
"Kangaroo, why don't you walk around slowly? That might calm them down too," said Fox.
Here's the picture of the three animals by the lake. The kangaroo is a light golden brown, a little bit like the rabbit. The fox looks a little bit redder in this picture. And the fox and rabbit are looking down into Rabbit's pouch that he has pulled open, or she has pulled open, so that the fish can rest in there. Kangaroo walked in a slow circle. It wasn't easy because kangaroos prefer to hop.
"They slow down when I'm near the water, but they start tickling again as soon as I move away." "Maybe you should just stand in the lake," said Rabbit. "Then they're bound to go to sleep."
Kangaroo waded out to her knees. Plop, plop, plop. The fish flipped into the lake. The picture has a dark blue sky and a moon that's low near the horizon. The water is swirling around the legs of the kangaroo, and out of her pouch are the fish jumping back into the lake.
Now we know that fish aren't silly, said Kangaroo, recovering from the shock, and I need to lie down on dry land.
So the three animals get their fishing poles and their fishing nets, and they walk back through the forest away from the lake. Sixth story. Elephant had told them that he always counted sheep to send himself to sleep.
Sheep make my whiskers stand on end, said Fox. Think what would happen if I had to count them. I'd never get to sleep.
Sheep eat all the tastiest flowers in the field, said Rabbit. There's no way I'm going to count them.
If we're going to count anything, we should count good nights. Then at least we won't forget what we're doing.
Good idea. Shall we try it, Fox?
They turned off the light and went to bed. Rabbit started.
One good night, two good nights, three good nights, four good nights, five good nights.
Fox took over. Then Rabbit went on. They counted and counted. After an hour of good nights, they were bored with counting in the dark, so they turned on the light. For every good night, they bounced on the bed. Then they tried jumping from the wardrobe onto the mattress. It was fun for a while, but soon they needed something new.
534 good nights, counted Fox.
He did a handstand on the kitchen table, grabbed hold of a light, and landed, hooray, on the wardrobe before leaping onto the bed.
535 good nights, counted Rabbit as he launched himself off the bed, crossed the floor in a somersault, climbed backwards up the table leg, did a handstand, grabbed hold of the light, and landed, hooray, on the wardrobe before springing onto the bed.
The picture here shows these two friends using the lights that hang down from the ceiling like people in a circus do with a trapeze. Outside, the crescent moon crossed the sky and faded from view. The sun climbed over the hills and poured in through the window. It shone on a cloudburst of feathers strewn about the house. It shone on Fox, who had fallen asleep on top of the wardrobe, and on Rabbit, who was snoring under the table. Can you imagine what all those feathers were from? Outside, a flock of sheep bustled by. Fox groaned.
I was asleep already. Try elephant in the blue house to the left.
So the sheep are going down the street. There are a whole bunch of them. And their herder is a dog. He's wearing a blue jacket and a blue hat. And he's walking with these sheep and they're heading down the street to the blue house where elephant lives.
Seventh story.
Every night we say the same old good night, Fox complained.
Rabbit had to think, what if we say it with different words for good and night?
Fox agreed to try, and he thought of something at once.
I wish you a happy new darkness.
And I wish you a merry dusk, said Rabbit straight back.
Fox wished Rabbit a splendid blackness. Then Rabbit wished Fox soothing dark.
Soft shadows, Rabbit.
Magnificent moonlight, Fox.
Then they were silent for a while. It's not the same as saying good night, said Fox.
Good night, Rabbit.
Rabbit sighed happily.
Good night, Fox.
They're in their bed with the covers pulled up. And the little lights on the table beside them are still on.
Eighth story. One night in summer, Fox and Rabbit set off on an adventure. They packed three rounds of cheese, a frying pan, and their tent. Then they walked to the top of the hill. They had just started frying the cheese when Elephant came along.
Can I have some too?
Elephant ate three cheeses. The tent door was open. It looked snug inside.
Can I sleep here, too?
All right, said Fox, but only if Rabbit sleeps in the middle.
They lay with their heads near the door so they could stare into the night. Elephant's side of the tent made a
great bulge. The grassy slopes were dotted with sleeping sheep that looked like boulders. Elephant couldn't get to sleep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep,
he counted. Rabbit glanced at Fox.
Counting makes me tired in the morning, he whispered. Last time I was sore all over.
Me too, whispered Fox.
After a while, the fire went out and the night became pitch black. At the bottom of the hill, something glinted. Elephant stopped counting.
Look, a star. It's coming to join us.
But it wasn't a star blinking in the dark as it came ever closer. It was Granny Wolf's gold tooth. Granny Wolf was dangerous because she liked to swing her old black umbrella at anyone in reach.
Granny Wolf is scary, Elephant whispered. I don't like the way she growls.
But that night, Granny Wolf was very quiet. She sneaked up silently on the sheep and not to wish them good night. Rabbit, Fox, and Elephant held their breath and lay very still. Granny Wolf was so close they could smell her old wool dress. Suddenly, there was a commotion. Granny Wolf tripped over a tent peg and kicked the frying pan. It clattered down the hillside and landed among the sheep. Granny Wolf howled curses and swung her umbrella, but it was too dark for anyone to see. Here in this picture, the sky is kind of a dark grayish blue. The tent is at the top of the hill, and it has a little red flag posted on one end of it. We can see Fox and Rabbit and Elephant all inside the tent. And up the hill comes the wolf. She's wearing a blue scarf on her head, and she has a kind of crummy-looking old brown wool dress on and a big old black umbrella. The fire has gone out, just the smoke going up from the embers, and the teacups they were drinking out of are lying on the ground. And Granny is stumbling on the frying pan, which now flies down the hill. All at once, Lottie, the big sheepdog, appeared outside the tent. She shone her light straight at Granny Wolf's gold tooth.
Go home, Granny Wolf, or there'll be trouble, she said firmly.
She reached into her backpack and handed Granny a sandwich. Granny Wolf trundled off without a word. She knew better than to argue with Lottie.
All right, my lovelies, said Lottie. I have sandwiches for you, too. Eat up, then sleep tight.
She waved her cap and hurried off to find her scattered flock. Fox, Rabbit, and Elephant gobbled up their sandwiches, then fell straight to sleep. The night was filled with smells of wool and grassy burps. Stars twinkled in the sky. Outside the tent, Lottie kept watch, and from inside came sheepy snores. Eighth story and a half.
When you wish someone good night, said Rabbit, you have to do it quietly and carefully, otherwise the wish won't work.
He picked up an apple that was half red and half green. He turned the red side towards him and whispered,
Good night, dear one.
The apple was silent. Rabbit bit into the red side and gave the rest to Fox. Fox took a bite of the green side and made a face.
Yuck!
He tossed the apple out of the window. It sailed through the pitch-black night and glanced off the snout of the wolf in the leather jacket, who was scrumping pears from their tree.
Hey, said the wolf in the leather jacket, I'll be coming for you next.
Rabbit slammed the window shut.
Did you have to do that, Fox? He's angry now.
He's always angry, muttered Fox.
Because they needed a treat after that, Rabbit made semolina pudding with sweet raspberries. They went to bed feeling warm and full.
Good night, they whispered.
The picture that goes with this story shows the pale blue sky and darker green grass with a pear lying on it and just one branch of the pear tree. Right under the pear tree is the wolf, who's wearing a black leather jacket. He has really big back feet
and he has a little blue basket that he's taking pears from their tree and putting them. But right in the picture, we also see the green and red apple coming through the air and hitting him in the nose.
Only the wolf in the leather jacket was wide awake. He had to stew the pears now. He was making his grandmother's breakfast.
We can see where the wolf lives. Oh, it's sort of a run-down-looking old house. It's maybe was once yellow, but now it's gotten kind of dirty-looking. And it doesn't have a chimney. It has just a smokestack that comes out of it. The roof is a little bit orangey-colored, but part of it's brown, and the shutters are hanging off the window instead of right beside them. And the wolf is walking towards this sad-looking house that has a spider web connected to the tree next to it. And you can tell it's very windy because there are a lot of leaves flying through the air.
Ninth story. One night, Fox slept like a log. It made him and Rabbit wonder what else they could sleep like. They decided to try something out with Kangaroo and Elephant.
"Tonight, we're not going to sleep like Fox, Rabbit, Kangaroo, or Elephant. We're going to sleep like something else," Rabbit announced.
They waited until dark. Then it was time to decide what. They let Elephant choose.
"We'll sleep like bats," he declared, "upside down."
"Bats don't sleep any old where," said Fox. "They find exactly the right place to roost."
So they had to find the right place. The attic? It was dusty and full of clutter. There were upturned chairs, paintbrushes, and other things that could poke them in the eye.
"How about the garden?" said Rabbit.
The night was warm and dry, so the others agreed. They stood outside.
"Where do you think?" asked Kangaroo.
"In the pear tree," said Elephant.
The pear tree rustled nervously, but none of them heard. Fox climbed up first, then Rabbit, then Kangaroo. Elephant went last. The pear tree groaned. They each chose a branch, hooked their legs around it, and dangled upside down. There was a strange fluttering nearby.
"What's that?" said Elephant.
"Not gnats."
"It's them," Rabbit whispered dramatically. "The bats!"
"Why aren't they sleeping?" asked Kangaroo.
"They're watching," said Fox, "to see how it's done." He raised his voice. "Hello, bats. You can copy us if you like."
They shut their eyes and tried to sleep while the bats rustled between the branches.
"My eyelids keep opening," grumbled Kangaroo. "They won't stay closed."
"Same here," muttered Rabbit.
"It's because we're upside down," said Fox. "How are we supposed to sleep if our eyelids keep falling open?"
He sounded cross. Elephant sighed. It was the same for him.
"Maybe we should sleep like pears instead. It'll be much easier and we can stay where we are."
The pear tree had other plans. It was a strong, kind tree, but it couldn't carry such enormous pears. There was a great rustling as it gave itself a shake. Then came three small thumps and a gigantic thud. They were down. The bats wheeled about over the little garden. Perhaps they had been watching closely.
"What a dreadful way to sleep," said Fox with feeling. "Good night, bats, and good luck."
The picture for this story is one tree in the backyard. On the top of the tree, up in the sky, are three bats flying around. They're sort of light gray colored. And in the tree are our four friends, the fox, the rabbit, the kangaroo, and the elephant, all trying to hang upside down in the tree. They look pretty silly.
Tenth story. Fox and Rabbit had won a new clock in a raffle, a shiny clock with ticking hands. They hung it on the wall. Now they always knew when it was time for breakfast, lunch, afternoon tea, and dinner. They even knew when it was time to say goodnight. At 8 o'clock, they wished each other goodnight for the first time. At 8:15, they wished each other goodnight for the second time. At 8:30,
for the third time, and so on. At midnight, they were still awake.
I can't sleep, grumbled Fox.
And soon it'll be time to get up, groaned Rabbit.
It went on like that for weeks. They had never felt so dreadful. One night Fox forgot to close the front door. The moon shone into the house. The clock gleamed on the wall, and in the doorway gleamed a gold tooth.
Keep perfectly still,
Fox hissed in Rabbit's ear. Rabbit didn't want a visit from Granny Wolf. No one ever wanted a visit from Granny Wolf. No one with any sense would let her in. Had the clock made Fox lose his mind? There was a clunk. The gold gleam disappeared. Fox waited until he was sure that Granny Wolf had really left. Then he got up, locked the door, and turned on the light. He yelped with joy. Granny Wolf had stolen the clock. Rabbit sank with relief back into his pillow.
I'm so happy, Fox, he said. Good night.
I'm happy too, Rabbit. Good night.
And they fell asleep. They slept deeply and silently like 100 logs. They had all the time in the world. Back in her house, Granny Wolf sat in bed and clasped the clock in her paws. Her eyes gleamed. She was much too happy to go to sleep. The picture here shows Granny in her ratty-looking bed. She has a pink and red striped bedspread and a pink and red striped pillow, and at the foot of her bed is her big black umbrella that she's opened up, like a canopy over her. The springs are popping out of her mattress. Her tail is hanging down through the bed slats real scraggly, and she's staring at the clock with a huge smile on her face. 11th story. Rabbit had a cough and didn't feel well, so Fox was writing a good night book. He wrote down all the things that had happened to them both. Then he sat on the bed and read aloud to Rabbit. He read about the night dust that had clung to them and about the time the raspberries wished them good night. He read about saying good night without saying good and night, and about the restless fish in Kangaroo's pouch, about how the wind came in through the window and how they counted good nights, about camping on the hill and sleeping like bats, and about the clock that kept them awake all night. This picture shows their house. It's nighttime. It all looks very neat and pretty. It's probably springtime. There's some flowers in the trees. And down the hill comes a little tiny red car. There are stars out and the moon is shining. Fox read and read until it was dark. Then he opened the window to let in some air. The cherry tree had blossomed, and earlier that day, bees had visited to tell the flowers about the tasty red cherries that would come. Now a gust of wind swept the tired petals from the tree and threw the window into the house. More and more of them.
Snow! Let's go sledding, Fox!
Rabbit mumbled in his fever. Fox fetched the sled and lifted Rabbit onto it. He tucked him in snugly and pulled a pom-pom hat over his ears. He pushed the sled back and forth through the petals for minutes, then for hours. Rabbit sang deliriously about snow and sheep and all the white things he could think of until finally he fell asleep. Fox scribbled down the story about sledding through the cherry blossoms. Then he dozed, too. The picture shows Fox pushing an old-timey sled made out of wood. It has a seat on it that's almost like a chair because it has a back and railings on the side to hold you in tight. And there's Rabbit wrapped up in a red and white striped blanket and red and white striped pillow with a purple pom-pom hat on his head. The chairs are knocked over because they've been pushing the sled around. And all over the floor are the petals that have come from the tree. The little light is turned on beside their bed. In the morning, Rabbit woke up feeling fresh and strong. He picked up Fox's book and read it from start to finish. Then he added some pictures because Fox hadn't drawn any, and he came up with the title, Good Night, Sleep Tight, 11 and a Half Good Night Stories with Fox and Rabbit. To finish off, he wrote on the wall above the bed very quietly because he didn't want to wake anyone. And he's got a blue marker and he's writing, "You are the world's best fox." And now Fox is sound asleep in the bed.
Thank you for listening to our bedtime stories. Sweet dreams.